This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
What you definitely got to talk about is what's developing into the story of baseball, the Miami Marlins. Powered by COVID. I mean, this is amazing. They lose 17 of their 30 guys. Okay. They gotta call up a bunch of guys that are younger guys from their minors. They gotta sign a couple of guys off the street. Mike Hill had to kind of, you know, scotch tape and Elmer's glue and put everything together here. And Mattingly has pushed all the right buttons. And the guys made plays when they had to, hit bombs when they had to, force a grounder and a double play when they have to get out of an inning like they did yesterday. I think it was with Blyer on the mound that I got a little nervous, but they were able to get out of it. All these things, everything's gone their way, you know, and they're 5-1. And look, I don't want to hear about their opponents because the Marlins are younger than everybody else. Okay, and they probably have less talent than everybody else. All right, so the fact that they're 5-1, I am not daring to bring up the opponent. I think that's insulting to the Marlins at this point. Look, do I think they're going to contend for anything? Probably not. But man, it's a fun story. And baseball is a weird thing, dude. It's a dynamic that sometimes you cannot explain. And the 0-3 Marlins were a perfect example. Now, again, we've had this conversation. Those young guys were way more mature, more developed. We cannot compare the two. But we've seen strange things like that happen in baseball. And it's just pretty cool. Hey, they're going by winning percentage when it's all said and done. If everybody doesn't get to play their 60 games, and the Marlins are one of those where right now, well, winning percentage is pretty damn sweet at 5-1. And you got a shot at sweeping the Orioles today in a four-game sweep. And that's super impressive for the Marlins if they're able to do that. Again, I just enjoy it, man. They're pitching well. They're playing defense. They're getting timely hits. Brian Anderson yesterday with a big-ass home run. They won the first game 1-0. Solo shot by Brian Anderson. The second game, they won 2-1. Anderson again and Aguilar with the RBIs in that game. Five Marlins pitchers throw a four-hit, one-earned run, 7K outing yesterday. I mean, I can't say. Eliezer Hernandez went 4 1/3 yesterday, two hits, 5 Ks. Kid threw 43 strikes out of 66 pitches. Kid pitched well, man, and the bullpen, which by the way, the bullpen has been ravaged by COVID. A lot of the guys that are out are part of the bullpen, and the bullpen has been enormous in these games, and they're winning close games too, 1-0, 2-1. So they're in tight situations where they can't make a lot of mistakes. And they're not making mistakes. And for a young team, again, I watched every pitch, every inning yesterday of both games. And I got to tell you, man, it just becomes more and more compelling as you watch them win. And 5-1. And the COVID stuff, the setbacks, how young they are, all of that stuff. I just find it so cool, you know? And it turns into a better story every single day as you watch the Marlins win.
Obviously bouncing back and forth.
A lot of fun.
The Yankees were
they lost
in
yesterday.
The same deal. But with two games, Marlins only give up one run in three games. Okay? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been awesome.
And
dude,
the Orioles are the second best team in the American League East right now. They had come off of two out of three, like I said, over Boston and sweeping the Rays. I mean, they are playing decent baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
It isn't like, you know, the Marlins ran into what we were anticipating. The Orioles were as hot as the Marlins.
It's awesome, dude. It is awesome to see. Not expected whatsoever. And listen, maybe they go into the crapper now because they're so young. But still, man, just, you know what? Enjoy. And look, after months of no sports, it's really nice to kick back. That's what I was sitting back going, man, I'm so spoiled. And I'm watching the Philly-Portland game, and it was a great, great, great finish. I mean, they're up 2-0, you think. And they almost scored 3-0. If Elliott doesn't get that block, that deflection in the goal mouth and clears that ball, it's 3-0 Portland, and you can write it off. And then Philly scores. And then they should have given them that second goal, and it should have been 2-2, and they called it offsides in the box. I just thought it was kind of a cheesy call. I'm watching that. I'm watching baseball. I'm watching basketball. I'm watching hockey. I am in heaven yesterday being able to watch all of that, man. It just was a lot of fun, and it started while we were on the air with the hockey game, and then it rolled over into the afternoon and started watching basketball and baseball and everything else and soccer, and it was just a lot of fun, man. I mean, after months, you know, we started this podcast late August. But first couple months, obviously, we had sports going on. But then the pandemic hit, and now we haven't had sports in so long. And it's been frustrating that we, you know, it's COVID talk, it's politics, because obviously the whole everything that's gone on with social injustice and the politics have crossed over with sports like it does so many times. You, not that you don't want to address those things, not that you want to avoid them, because you want to be a part of that conversation too. But that's not what this show is about. You know, this show's about sports, and
there was none. There was none.
Get away from all that stuff. That's kind of what you guys come here for. That's what I want to do. You know what I mean? But when there's nothing to talk about, then it bleeds into one into the other. And it's just nice to be able to sit back and actually talk about what's going on. And everything about the Marlins right now, it just tells you great story. Great story. Enjoy the ride, man.
Go look at the standings. They officially have us in first by a half a game over the Braves. Let me just say, baseball has been very, very good to Bill, because I've got first place Yankees and first place Marlins.
Yeah, good stuff.
It stay this way till September 27th.
Well, let's see what happens, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.